In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And do not subject us to the final test, but deliver us from the evil one. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. The Gospel reading says, "The Lord knows what you need before you ask." What you need, it says. It almost sounds like the answer will fall out of the sky without us asking. "Okay, Lord, what is the answer?" I impatiently ask. The fact is that sometimes, if not many times, I do not know what I actually need. I know what I want, but what do I actually need? And even though we think we know, according to God's ways, we really do not. We can do all the problem solving we want, but at some point we must give it up to God and listen for the answer, even though we may not understand the answer until some future time. The reading goes on to say that we should pray, "Thy will be done." I find it's hard to give up control. I want to continue my research, turn over the pros and cons, and so my mind goes round and round in continual brainstorming. The Lord knows what you need before you ask, the Gospel says, and we must say, "Thy will be done." I must wait to hear the answer. It may take days, months, or more, even years. So I must also practice patience. The United States is one of the most violent countries in the world. Terrifying violence in schools happened yet again. It truly is in the midst of us. If only we could help the situation by applying some of our own problem-solving techniques to this issue, brainstorming, researching, talking to the experts, etc., and joining with others to find a solution, working with others in some small way. We must do our best to keep the issue alive, don't you think? However small the contribution. Remember MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving? I'm sure you can name similar efforts that have helped improve our lives. It starts out in a small way, little pockets of effort throughout the town, the schools, and the country. Can we be a part of that? And in the process, we mustn't despair. Our small actions do matter. Doing our best and then praying, "Thy will be done."